From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S. military presence acknowledged in Libya. The U.S. Defense Department said Wednesday that U.S. military forces have been on the ground in Libya, looking for potential partners in what could be an expanded campaign against the Islamic State. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
We've shown in the past a willingness to strike in Libya. We've taken out a key ISIL leader in Libya in the past. But I think it's too soon to say at this point exactly where things will evolve. We're taking a very close look at this situation again. It's not just the United States that's involved here, that has a stake in what happens in Libya. We're continuing, of course, through the State Department to support the effort to forge a government in Libya. And we think that's a critical step in terms of the governance of the country to trying to address the ISIL threat as well. It's not just a military solution here.
The Pentagon spokesman described the U.S. contingent as small, adding they were in Libya at the, quote, concurrence of Libyan officials. While not the biggest fighting force in Libya, IS has been growing stronger there in recent months, cementing its hold on the coastal city of Sirte and surrounding areas. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir has ordered his country's border with South Sudan opened for the first time since the South broke away to become independent in 2011. Wednesday's decision is seen as a major step toward improving relations between the neighboring countries since the South Sudanese seceded and took much of Sudan's oil reserves. Meanwhile, as many as 34,000 in Sudan's western Darfur region have fled renewed fighting between the army and rebels in the Jebel Mara area, breaking months of a relative peace following a ceasefire. It's viewed as a stronghold of the Sudan Liberation Army. This is VOA News. The United States has urged all parties invited to this week's Syrian peace talks in Geneva to show up without preconditions. It follows the dispatch of invitations by UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura to various opposition groups ahead of the scheduled Friday launch of the latest diplomatic effort. Mark Toner's a U.S. spokesman.
So we believe that the HNC delegation and the various factions of the Syrian opposition have an historic opportunity to go to Geneva and propose serious practical ways to implement a ceasefire, humanitarian access, and other confidence-building measures, and that they should do so without preconditions. We believe it should seize this opportunity to test the regime's willingness and intentions and expose before the entire world which parties are serious about a potential peaceful political transition in Syria and which are not.
It is unclear who is actually planning to take part in the Geneva talks. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta Wednesday led a memorial service for the soldiers killed while on peacekeeping duty in Somalia. Al-Shabaab militants claim to have killed up to 100 soldiers in a January 15th attack on their base. Mr. Kenyatta called for global action against jihadism.
We must also make sure that every single one of those cowards who murdered them will be hunted down and brought to justice, for our soldiers' blood will not be shed in vain. We are fighting a global war that requires a global response.
The service was also attended by Somalia's President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed and Nigeria's Muhammadu Buhari, who's also fighting a Sunni Muslim insurgency. Sweden says it's preparing to deport tens of thousands of asylum seekers who entered the country in record waves last year. The numbers represent about half the number who crossed into Sweden, escaping wars in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Authorities said they are rejecting the applicants' requests for asylum. Wednesday was Holocaust Remembrance Day, the day 71 years ago that Soviet troops liberated the Nazi-run Auschwitz-Birkenau Nazi extermination camp in Poland. A ceremony was held in New York, attended by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
On this day of Holocaust remembrance, I urge everyone to denounce political and religious ideologies that set people against people.
The UN chief warned of rising anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim bigotry and called for greater efforts to defend the rights of people everywhere. Outgoing Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou flew to a contested island in the South China Sea Thursday, reaffirming Taiwan's sovereignty in a dispute with China. Mr. Ma's one-day visit to Itu Aba comes amid growing global concerns about maritime tensions. Beijing has claimed sovereignty over most of the South China Sea. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.